Free speech absolutist Elon Musk's Twitter locks account of New York Post, again. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 31, 2023. Elon Musk's Twitter locked the New York Post out of its account on Thursday after it posted a story about the social media platform deleting more than 5,000 tweets about the Trans Radical Activist Network, TRAN's upcoming Trans Day of Vengeance. Twitter prevented the New York Post from tweeting from its main account after it shared its own news article on the removal of thousands of tweets, raising awareness to the fact that a planned Trans Day of Vengeance is set to take place in Washington, D.C., just days after a transgender school shooter killed 6 people, 3 of them 9-year-old children, in Nashville. Ironically, Twitter's new CEO Elon Musk previously said that the social media platform's crackdown on the Post during the 2020 presidential election over its bombshell story about Hunter Biden's infamous laptop was incredibly inappropriate. The outlet noted that its account, which boasts 2.8 million followers, was eventually restored after 8 p.m. on Thursday. On Monday, 28-year-old Audrey Hale, who believed she was a male, stalked the halls of Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, where she killed 3 children and 3 adults before she was successfully taken down by authorities. After being asked by reporters if there was any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school, Nashville Police Chief John Drake replied, "There is some theory to that," indicating that transgender propaganda played a role in Hale's motive. Meanwhile, the Trans Radical Activist Network was planning to move forward with a Trans Day of Vengeance in front of the Supreme Court this weekend. Conservative accounts reacted by raising awareness to the radical transgender activists' plans, but were suspended from Twitter as a result. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, conservative radio legend Michael Savage, the Federalist CEO Sean Davis, and journalist and author Andy Ngo were some of the conservatives locked out of their Twitter accounts for talking about the upcoming Trans Day of Vengeance. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.